Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Ve'era, Shabbos Mevarchim of Chai V'Shvat coming up, Ezras Hashem. And we start learning about the Makos which take place in Parshas Ve'era. What's interesting is that again this week, Moshe Rabbeinu complains about Ani Aral Sifasoyim. As a matter of fact, it's even before Sheni. We learned it this morning. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu is complaining about Ani Aral Sifasoyim. Why does the Torah need to mention it again? Obviously, the Torah doesn't write every single word that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Why is the Torah constantly, or at least again, mentioning the Ani Aral Sifasoyim of Moshe Rabbeinu? Besides, Moshe Rabbeinu was perfect in so many ways, a perfect shliach for his tafkid, born with light that lit up a room. Why is it that this attribute, this speech, which is probably the most important thing for a Navi, was imperfect in Moshe Rabbeinu? Rav Hutner in the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, Maimer Tezvah, Vayis Dalid, gives us an insight not only into why Ani Aral Sifasoyim, why Moshe Rabbeinu was Aral Sifasoyim, but why the Torah mentions it again. Rav Hutner is Magdim. He says first an interesting insight into our morning davening. We say Asher Yotzar every morning. We follow that by Elokai Nishom Shenasatavi. Actually, these brachas are a set. We say them because together because Elokai Nishom Shenasatavi doesn't start with a baruch. The baruch of Asher Yotzar actually goes on the brachas Mukhalachavrta, which is a lakai nisham shenasatabi. Now, actually, to be a bracha smucha l'chavrta, there are those who hold that it has to have some sort of a connection. There has to be some sort of a shaychus. This is a separate argument that someone who's saying tefillas haderech, whether saying a bar nefashis as a preparation for tefillas haderech is necessarily bracha smucha l'chavrta. As you know, the Mishnah Berurah, many paiskim say it is, or Moshe held that no, a bracha smucha l'chavrta has to have some sort of a connection to it, some sort of a connection, one bracha to the other. Now, be that dispute as it may, Rav Hutner explains the connection between Asher Yotzar and Lakai Nisham Shenasatabi. Asher Yotzar is a bracha on the Briyas Haguf, on the health of the body. The human being is made up of his physical part and his spiritual part, the Guf and the Nisham. So we put together two brachas of thanksgiving to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, one, Asher Yotzar Asa Adam B'Chachma, which is the Briyas Haguf, the health of the body, and the other, Elokai Neshama Shenasatabi Tayrihi. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the pure neshama, the incredible body and the pure soul. Those are the two parts of a human being. So the Briyas Haguf is connected to the Shleimus HaNeshama. And the two brachas have a connection. We say it in the morning, we should try, often daydreaming, but we should try to remember that these are the two parts of the person. Reze Chabasar is a bracha on the kuf. Now the Gemara is a machlaikis, how Asher Yotzar should end. Does it end Reze Chabasar? Does it end Umafli La'asais? So Amar Papa Hilkach Neminu Tervayu, Rav Papa says, say them both. Now, Reifei Chabasar, of course, is what Asher Yotzar is about, bracha on the guf. What is umafli la'asais? Well, the Ramah says, mafli la'asais, means that Kadosh Baruch Hu's pela, the incredible ma'aseh that Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol does, is that he allows the body and the soul to be connected as one. Really, they're two different things. Where Rav Hutner calls a kesher gesher, a connection as a bridge between the two brachas, is mafli la'asais. We say Asher Yotzar on the body. We say Elokai Nisham Shenasatabi on the neshama. Umafli la'asais is the bridge. That the two of them are connected one to the other. And that's what a human being is made of. The source for this connection is the bracha Vehi Adam LeNefesh Chaya, that the physical body, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed with a soul, and the person became Nefesh Chaya. Nefesh Chaya is a chibur neshama, and the Targum says, as you know, that's ruach memalala, meaning to say that the chibur between the body and the neshama is most pronounced in the kayach adibur, in the ability to speak, that the person's neshama gives the physical body the wisdom, the insight, the incredible understanding of the human mind can come out in the physical body. That's for the most part through the power of speech. So dibur is that connection. That connection. It's not only ruchnius. Rav Hutner calls it the derech hasichli, even the intelligence of the human being. That all is part of the spiritual part of a person. My Baisha Rabbeinu, the Sikhli and the Ruchni, were Godl Yaisa, they were greater. In other words, Mafi Lasa Pella, to be able, the physical body, to be able to express the ideas that the Neshama comes up with. Umafi Lasa, Dava Pella. The Torah tells us Maisha Rabbeinu was a Ralsifasayim. Not because he was less perfect. On the contrary, it had to do with the perfection of his neshama. The higher the neshama, the greater the neshama, the more it's removed from the guf, the more it's removed from the body. Great tzaddikim, they reached heights where the guf was not something that they were busy with. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the Aniras Masayim, is an indication of that, extraordinary connection between the guf and the neshama. Having a hard time, the guf holding on to such an incredible neshama. So the ikar of what he's saying is that the kayach adibur is the kayach neshama, and that came out in Moshe Rabbeinu with the anei aral sefosayim. The nefesh. Now, once the Torah is given, and it became a, so to speak, a gift to the physical world. Then Elad Varmisha Diber Maisha, Maisha Rabbeinu was able to express it without the Aniras Vasayim. This is all in that one paragraph of a mimer in the Pachad Yitzchak. Our ikar is to understand the responsibility of Kayach Adibur, the responsibility of the human being's ability to speak. That ability to speak is the way the neshama exhibits itself in the body. Crude speech might not be usher. Rough speech, maybe it's not usher. Saying words that we consider to be some type of nivel peh may not be us, but it's the speech is within the neshama, the seichel, the intelligence of a person comes out in the body, and there we want to put, so to speak, our best foot forward. We want to put forward into the guf the best the neshama has to offer, and that's a fine speech, a holy speech, a speech that's intelligent. A speech that's sentences, not half sentences, a speech that comes up in a way that's fitting for the Heilig Neshama. This is the incredible insight into the Anis Aras of Hasayim. The Torah repeats it to stress the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's move on to a second idea, also at the beginning of the parish. In the Nidu Yehuda Ala Torah, I saw the following thought, that Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of the parish, is criticized for having somehow, on his level, less than full faith, in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would help Klal Yisrael. So they compare it, and the Yehuda compares it to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu said, Shema Yigrem HaChet, that the sin may cause that the promises don't come true. Moshe Rabbeinu had the same fear. When this all happened, he said, Hashem, why'd you send me? Klal Yisrael is not worthy. No, we're not worthy of it. It was a fear of Shem Yigrem Hachay. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Havtacha L'Toiv, once I promise to a Navi something L'Toiv, it's never revoked. As Rashi says right in the beginning of the parasha, Ani Hashem Nemon L'Tein Zchar. So this was the Kaviyachul, so to speak, on his level. Moshe Rabbeinu was tos. He thought it would be a Shem Yigrem Hachay. Hashem said, no, don't worry. Once I say, I say. There, Parshas Vayishlach, where Yaakov Avinu was afraid, Shema Yigrem Hachet. Rashi said that when Yaakov said Kotainti, Yaakov understood that he would only get Schar Kafim Aisav. Hashem is not a Vastron, he doesn't do anything extra. So Yaakov understood, I only get according to my ma'asim. Katayti shami yigrimachay. The Ramban is not happy with Rashi. He says, Einenu nachayim. Say that Kadosh Baruch Hu only does kefi ma'asav is not correct. Yaakov understood that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes does greater chesed, more than a person deserves. But still, he thought he's not roy, he's not deserving of that extra. So in the Pshat and Kotayinti, they're pretty much similar. Rashi says, I don't deserve, because I'm less, my ma'asim don't deserve it. Raman said, I don't deserve it, because even though Hashem's extra chesed, I don't deserve. And that seems to be the dispute. But they're arguing in a very basic dispute about whether a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Kaviyachul, does more than a person deserves. It's interesting that the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Ben Vav, Sivkat Ramad Aleph, quotes a Marshal. Marshal says a person should never say, Yesh li yoyse meharoi li. Marshal says a person should never say, Hashem gives me more than I deserve. You're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vasra, and Hashem does without Cheshvin? No. You should say, I have more than I deserve, but it's B'schus Avais, I have in the B'schus of my ancestors, but not Kas Rishalom, Hashem is a Vasra. Magamram himself disagrees. Magamram says, Linirash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Naisin Schar Yaiser. Hashem is Mevater Aveira. Hashem is not Mevater. If somebody does an Aveira, he's going to be called to an accounting unless he does Tshuva. But still, chesed, Hashem does chesed more than a person deserves. He's ma'arechav. Seems that the Rishal and the Magen Avraham are arguing in the Machlokes Rashi and the Rabban. Rashi said Hashem doesn't do more than a person deserves. Marshal says, don't say, yesh li yoseh me'aroi li. And on the other hand, the Rabban says, no, Hashem is mischasei. Hashem does do greater chesed. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says, the person could say, yesh li yoseh me'aroi li. Berachmei Hashem, a person could say it as Chesed Hashem. So Lamaisa, we have here a sharp disagreement about how a person understands, hashkafa-wise, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Moshe Rabbeinu seemed to understand, the way that Night Muse is explaining, that Klal Yisrael, they're not deserving. They're not deserving, and it doesn't happen. Hashem is not a Vatra. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? Ulai, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, everybody agrees. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does more for Klal Yisrael than Lefi Ma'aseihem. For Klal Yisrael to be Zeich in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is Meschaseid Moed. How do I know this? Well, it's a Pasuk in Veschanan, Perek Tes, Pasuk Dalet, and on. Atayma Mavavcha, Vadayf Hashem Elokecha Oysa Mulfanecha Leimer. A person who's in Eretz Yisrael should not say, even the great generation of Yeshua, should not say that we have Eretz Yisrael because we deserve it. The Torah says, no, the Torah says, Mefeirish, that a Kadosh Baruch gives Eretz Yisrael, Yoyser may the schusim of a person. Mefeirish of Sukkim. Ah, so it could be very geschmack here. We'll take the Nevi Yehuda and understand it a level higher. Moshe Rabbeinu understood, assuming he goes to Rashi Shita, that Hashem gives kefi ma'isav and Klal Yisrael is not deserving. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, what? Geula, going into Eretz Yisrael? No such thing. There's no limitations. When Klal Yisrael has a tshuka for Eretz Yisrael, is ma'isav nefesh Eretz Yisrael, willing to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's not kefi ma'aseihem, it's yoseh mekefi ma'aseihem. An incredible insight, if I may say so, into the way Kaviyachla Kadosh Baruch Hu is Isaac with Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. May we see Yeshua's in Eretz Yisrael, and it should come to an end, the bloodshed of Achenu B'nai Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael should be zechet to a time of peace. A good Shabbos to one and all.